Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have now time for a chat with Jack the White Wanderer.
Hello. Thanks
for coming on the show.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Let's get stuck in, shall we?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Right, so what is the White Wanderer?
So White Wanderer is a YouTube channel which focuses primarily on the history of the island itself. And it's kind of a walk and talk kind of concept. And
almost like a theatre-guided tour, or a museum-guided tour then.
Yes, but but outside. But yeah, no, it's so that's the concept of it. And we talk a lot about the history of the island. And we started it, we being my partner and I, my partner Eleanor, who also features on the channel. And we started it about a year ago. I think actually, yeah, it was March 2023, we put up the introduction video to the channel. And initially, it was supposed to be just about the railways.
Oh, right, because like, obviously there's a lot of railways on the island that's now been discontinued and
yes,
things have moved on and...
Yes, I mean the because the railways themselves there are quite a few railways on the island like you just said, and it is interesting why there are so many abandoned railways on the island, and there's over 70 miles of track where there used to be over 70 miles of track on an island that's under 30 miles wide, so we came up with this concept that we'd walk every abandoned railway line on the island and make it into a YouTube channel. And we didn't think it would be that popular. We were kind of doing it for us. And it did, through probably sheer luck, actually, become quite popular. So we thought, well, actually, we'll carry on. And it adapted over time, over the past year. We've adapted it into more about history in general on the island. So White Wanderer has now got the umbrella channel for a couple of series. So I think we got about four series now. So initially it was supposed to be just about the railways. We now got four series. The disused railway one is obviously finished because we run out of railways. So we couldn't do any more with that. But we got a viewpoint series, which we do, where I travel to, I walk to different destinations, different viewpoints on the island, and find the best footpaths to take to get to them, and then tell a little bit of history about the area itself. And then we've got an Island of the Past series, which is more general history. For example, the history of Newtown Creek, which has got a fascinating history. And if you want to know more about that, you can check out the video. And Eleanor herself now has started to present her own series called Dark Side of the White. I'm sure you'll like that, actually. I think
that's
right up your sort of street. But it's basically, she's very interested in the ghostly activities, historical murders. Things like that. And yeah, so she's now presents that. And it's presented more as a documentary. I've kind of become the cameraman for that one. And it's not us walking, you know, walking and talking as much. It's more filmed like a documentary series.
Oh, right. Okay.
And, kind of like Most Haunted-esque, if you know what I mean.
Along that kind of vibe,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, a little bit like that. We tried to, because she presents a lot better in that way. So she's now got her own series. And that's, the first episode of that came out about a month or so ago. And so that is the next video that's coming out. We're doing the second episode of that series. The first episode is called it's the murderous tale of Michael Morey. Murderous story of Michael Morey.
Who is allegedly haunts Betty Orton Lane, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, absolutely.
And the giblet that he was hung on is actually part of the framework of the Hare and Hounds pub.
Yes, allegedly, yeah. So, and there's a skull there. I think they debunked the fact that it was his skull. But the gibbet itself was planted in the burrow above... There's a Neolithic or a Bronze Age burrow above Arrowton itself, and that's where the jib was planted.
Mm.
And then when they excavated that for archaeological purposes, they came out with a skull, and they thought it was Michael Morey's, but it turns out it could be a Bronze Age
citizen. Oh, wow.
So, yes, but it was really interesting to find out about it. about the to learn about the history of this, and especially getting Nell to present as well, because after a while I presented most of the stuff last year, and after a while you think people might be getting a little bit bored of me talking to the camera. Yeah. I get someone else in, if you know what I mean.
Do you want to have a go?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay then, so what was the inspiration to like to start the White Wanderer video series?
Inspiration wise, so I don't know really. This time last year I hate to say it, I was a little bit overweight. And I thought to myself, I've got to get out and do more stuff, because the job I was in at the time, which I did like, I wasn't able to get out at all. It was very much inside, an inside job.
And but you worked in the hospitality industry, didn't you?
Yeah. And after COVID, the last thing you want to do is really be inside all the time, you know. It's
after being locked up for like three, four years, it's like, exactly. Right, I want to go outside now. I'm allowed to do that now.
Yeah, absolutely. So I thought, I've got to get out more. And I've been watching, there's a YouTube channel by a presenter called Jeff Marshall, and he is very much like me, a bit of a railway nerd, and he explores a lot of railways in London. He also did this series called All the Stations, I think it's called, where they visited every station in the UK over the course of several months. And I thought it was a really good concept, because obviously you get to go and see a lot of different places.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I thought I'd do something like that, but on a much smaller scale with the island, and basically visit every station. We ended up visiting every station on the island. And it was just merely the inspiration for it was to just go out and see these places. I mean, places like Newtown Creek. I'd never actually been to Newtown Creek before. And it was really interesting to find out about the history of that. That was one of my favourite things I've done so far, because it has got a very interesting history. And so it's more the fact that I've always wanted to learn more history about the island.
Mm.
And through doing a YouTube series, I thought, well, it's the motivation to be able to come up with a script, because you've got to be able to come up with some sort of script, not more of a bullet point script. We don't, it's not
like a guide of direction, yeah, which way you exactly want to take the episode to take. Yeah,
yeah, it's not completely scripted, but to be able to do that, you have to know all the ins and outs of the history of what you're talking about. So, and I think I've done it relatively successful so far. I don't think I've messed up too much at all, you know. So yeah, I might have got one or two things a bit wrong, but in general, yeah, it's a lot. It's great to be able to learn about this and have the motivation. If you've got a YouTube channel, obviously you do have to learn about it.
There's a certain amount of skill sets that you've got to learn to take it on board, to present it and like present it in a professional way, so people actually pay attention to what you're doing.
And you do. It's funny how you watch. I mean, I don't like watching my old videos back on this. I think it's quite vain. But sometimes you do it for research purposes, sort of see how things have progressed over time. We've only been going a year, but it's funny how you do actually notice things at the time you thought you got right, and now you think, oh, That was a bit rubbish, actually.
I could have done that
a lot better.
I could have done that better.
Yeah, yeah, it's funny. But that was basically the motivation for it, to sort of like learn a lot more about the island.
So you've got an interesting suggestion for a transport connection with Inventor, which is connected to the White Wanderer series, haven't you?
Yes, I did. This is something I did want to talk about, because it's very important about what is going on in Inventor at the moment. And I went to a meeting on Thursday. It was at St. Catherine's Church in Ventnor. And I'll come back to that in a minute. But on the way to the meeting, I used buses. I travel. I don't have a car, so I use public transport very often. And it's the number. I live in Ryde, so I come down through Shanklin. And usually, obviously, it goes through Leeson Road.
Yeah.
Leeson Road, obviously, since December, is now shut. Because of the landslips.
Yeah, that's correct.
So the buses now divert via the Wroxall path. I think it's the B3327. So it's there's an area. I think the locals called it the Graben, by the chip shop, at the top of Ventnor, And that the area of road has started to subside.
Because they've recently repaired that, haven't they?
They have. There's been ongoing repairs and like one with traffic lights put in place. But it's quite unnerving. You go over, you're in the bus, and you can actually feel how much, as you go down, how much it has dipped. And the buses do have to slow right down for fear of bottoming out.
Mm.
And so it is quite concerning, because obviously that's the only, that's the diversion route. So you've already got extra traffic going through there, especially public transport, because all the number threes in and out, whether they're going to ride or Newport,
they have to,
they
come
have
out
to go through there. So if we might be in a situation in the future, if that keeps moving, where buses will not be able to get through there. And then the only other option really is to send them through Whitwell. And it's not viable, really, to have buses go from Shanklin, from Rides down to Shanklin, all the way out to Whitwell to come back into Ventnor.
That's a bit of a dogleg of a journey,
yeah,
isn't it?
That is. That's. It's not really viable. So, my proposal. So, I came up with a video recently, and it's called. This was after came out just after the Bonchurch landslide, and it's called "Why Ventnor Needs a Railway." And in this video, I put forward the proposal that we now it's more important than ever to get a railway into Ventnor, because as far as I can see, the only route in and out of Ventnor that is not subject to subsidence and landslides
is the railway line.
Is the railway line, because you've got the so-called blue slipper, the gulp clay, which a lot of Ventnor is built on, and a lot of these roads are built on it. As the railway line itself was bored through a tunnel, via tunnel, through the chalk of St Boniface Down, and the station itself was actually built into an old chalk quarry, as many people probably know, who do actually probably remember the railway back in it closed in 1966, I believe. And so, really, we need to take advantage of that when we can, because this is not a problem that's not going to. It's not a problem that's going to go away anytime soon.
No, it'll just continue to move. Why
yeah,
not?
Exactly. And Leeson Road itself, I can't really see in the future buses be able to get through there. There was. I went to this meeting at St Catherine's, and it was really intriguing because I think they underestimated how many people would be there. There was. We ended up being crammed in. I mean, we're comfortable enough. But they weren't able to let anybody else sit. They had to start turning people away after a while.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There was about 500, probably about 500. I might be a bit off with that. But I think someone did say there was about 500 people in there. And they still were still turning people away. And which just goes to show how concerned the residents of Ventnor are with what's going on. And that sort of played out over the course of the discussion. They gave us a presentation. And then we'd gone to the problem with Leeson Road. People did start talking out about it. And people were incredibly concerned about it because it's their livelihood.
It's their livelihood, it's their homes,
yeah.
It's businesses, it's everything, isn't it?
It is everything.
Not, it's not just a road, though, is it? You know what I mean?
No, exactly. It was the main road in and out of Ventnor. It had with more traffic than any of the other roads. And now that has to go a different way. And you think the influx of traffic onto the road, the B3327, is monumental. And we're not even in season yet. You have to remember that. When season comes, it's going to be...
Because we're coming up to Easter, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly.
That's our next...
Yeah, very soon we will be in season and it's going to get worse. So it's something we need to act upon. So I propose that the railway itself, a lot of the underpinnings, the infrastructure is still there. A lot of it's still a footpath, cycle track, sorry. And we need to take advantage of it, either as an extension of the Island Line, as a separate tramway system, or potentially a guided bus system, which would have to be a single-decker one because to be able to get through the tunnel.
Mm.
But either way, we need to use it and think about it now, because the reason these issues have come around is not so much lack of foresight, but lack of acting upon foresight. And we are in this situation now where we do need to be looking for a solution and coming up with and discussing it more, because it's only going to get worse, really. Yeah.
Right. So do you have a website that people can go to that can sign up for this petition, or is there a petition in place?
Well, there's not a petition in place at the moment. I'm in discussion with people, because what I didn't want to do is put up a Facebook group. And the trouble is, sometimes with Facebook, is you do get inundated with trolls and people.
Yeah, you start up an idea with genuinely good intentions, and then one person says something, and then before you know it, instead of having a sensible discussion, you've got an argument about something, and it's just like,
exactly.
I'm just trying to put a point of view across, not start an argument or worry about anything.
Absolutely, and then that kind of deviates from the discussion we're supposed to be having. But I'm looking into it. It might be something that we do put up, but I want to come up with, I want to meet with people in person first. There's a couple of people I will be meeting up with. One of them is who has worked in canal restoration.
All right.
And so I want to have a chat with them, just come up with some kind of plan, even if it's not an effective plan, just to get people discussing ways around
an alternative idea that is a viable transport route because, for people.
Yeah, because I'm not saying that the railway is the perfect solution. It's not the perfect solution at all. I'm just saying this is my proposal for a solution to this problem. Do you have a better solution?
Yeah.
Just to try and coax out.
And hopefully someone will come up with an idea, and then that idea will come to fruition, and then something will happen. Because obviously what we've got at the moment isn't going to be sustainable for very much longer.
It's not. And if we put in a alternative public transport system, then we can take heavy vehicles off these roads, and then we're not fighting a losing battle. We can then sustain them for we can put weight restrictions on these roads. That's my idea anyway. How viable it is, I don't know, but it's something that needs to be discussed. Because going to the one thing I did take out of that meeting is that people are up in arms about it in Ventnor. And it, like I said, it's not a problem that's going to go away anytime soon. I mean, if it keeps happening at the rate it's been happening recently, over the next couple of years, it's going to be horrendous. The connections are going to be horrendous in and out of Ventnor. You're going to be struggling to get public transport at all in and out of Ventnor.
I mean, I can think of 3 landslips in Ventnor and the Bonchurch area recently, because obviously we've lost the Devil's Chimney recently.
Yeah,
there was another one down where I can't remember it's the green where they hold Ventnor Fringe, where the marquee is.
Yes,
I can't remember the exact name of the road, but that I know there was a landslip there.
There's 2014, there was Undercliff Drive went, and that still hasn't been reinstated yet as a main road. You've got obviously the landslip in Bonchurch, but it's more the fears of land movement. The road to Whitwell recently had there was a rock fall on that, which knocked out some of the traffic lights. Did you hear about that?
No, I'd not heard about that one.
So about a week ago, I think. My time frame's terrible.
No, I know it's Monday.
I remember reading about it, and
there was one over the weekend as well, wasn't there?
Apparently.
I mean, I was in Wales this weekend, but I saw it on a local news group this morning. And it was bugger.
Yeah, so I think the point is that this is going to keep happening until we do something about it. And we do need a solution. It's not like, it's not that Ventnor could do with a public transport alternative. It needs a public transport alternative, and very soon we might not
you're going to run out of options and time to do something.
We might not have the choice soon to put another transport system,
something feasible in place.
That's
fair enough.
Basically that's what I wanted to bring up. So if anyone is interested in talking to me about this, do get in touch via the White Wanderer channel, either on YouTube or we got a Facebook page as well.
So that's go to social media and then type in the White Wanderer or White Wanderer into the search.
It is White Wanderer, all one name. I think the comments themselves, I do try to keep to YouTube, because the trouble is I do share videos to Facebook. But as you probably know, once you start sharing to Facebook, different comments appear on different groups that you've shared.
And then you've got to try and keep track of where the comments are, and it just
and a lot get lost.
It becomes very complicated very quickly.
Yes, exactly. And it's a lot easier to obviously have them on the original video.
Yeah.
So you can scour through them, and I do try to respond to every comment that I can. I've been a little bit lax recently with it because I've been working quite a bit, and we've had a lot of comments. The last video about Ventnor, why Ventnor needs a railway, it has done exactly what I wanted it to do. It's caused
a stir in the public.
Yeah, it's caused a discussion that we need to have. And so that is great, you know, and a lot of that has been in the YouTube comments. But if you want to talk to me about it specifically, just message me on the White Wanderer Facebook page, because I'm in charge of that. So that's the best way to get hold of me, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I wish you all the best with that.
Thank you.
I don't see why something can't be sorted out, because obviously there's a number of people that live in Ventnor, and we don't all drive.
I mean, over 2,000 people, and you know, way over 2,000 people, and this is the problem. There's a whole community there that is in fear of being cut off. So we need to do something about it.
Okay, right. I wish you all the best with your campaign. Hopefully, we can get something sorted. Thank you very much for coming on to the studio for a chat.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Vectis Radio FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.